Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Get ready. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is almost here. It's Black Friday in July, and it's coming your way. For 5 days only, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping on everything. Yes, everything right to your door. So mark your calendars. Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale starts July 24th. Shop everything home at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Where the line between neighbor and nightmare is razor thin. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
Ready for the latest bombshell in the case against Sean Diddy Combs? The judge has ruled that Jane Doe, one of his many accusers, cannot remain anonymous if she wants her case to proceed. For those keeping score, this case dates back to 2004 when Jane Doe, then a 19-year-old college student, alleges that she was raped by Diddy at a Manhattan hotel. So why does this matter? Because anonymity isn't just a preference here. It's a shield against a world that's been historically unkind, if not downright hostile, to survivors of sexual assault. Let's be real. On one hand, you can't just fight ghosts in court. The defense needs to know who's accusing their client to prepare a case. Fair enough. But on the flip side, this isn't a casual stroll through the park. We're talking about an accuser stepping into the lion's den, taking on a man with power, influence, and a past that is more sketchy allegations in a poorly funded true crime docuseries. And while the legal world argues over privacy versus public disclosure, we're left asking how much justice can we really get if the scales are already tilted by fear and intimidation. So what's the balance? The plaintiff's privacy concerns are real. This isn't just paranoia. Allegations and threats and intimidation swirl around Diddy like some kind of PR nightmare that just won't wake up. And yet, in this complex web of accusations, it becomes a matter of sifting through what's real and what's a payday grab. But with hundreds of accusations piling up, we have to wonder, how do we separate fact from fiction without letting real victims become casualties of our broken system? Welcome to the 2024 version of The Pursuit of Justice. Spoiler alert, it's still complicated, messy, and a little bit terrifying. Joining me to discuss, Eric Faddis, defense attorney and former prosecutor. Let's talk about another element to the case of Diddy. This one just coming out, like literally in the last 24 hours. Judge is saying that, at least in one of the cases here, that Jane Doe can't remain a Jane Doe. She has to reveal her identity if she wants this case to to go forward. The case goes back to accusing that Combs raped her in 2004 at a Manhattan hotel when she was a 19-year-old college student. So again, this goes way back, 2004. She's in her 30s by now. Obviously, you can't fight a ghost in court if you don't know what the hell the details are. We don't know the details of any of these Jane or John Does or these federal ones as well, unless the name has been named like Cassie, but I think even the federal is just alluded to. Are we going to start seeing the names here of these Jane and John Does? There's hundreds of them that are coming out. Can they remain anonymous and continue with a lawsuit against somebody like this?
I think this judge's ruling requiring plaintiff identity disclosure is going to have a cascading effect on all of the other civil suits and potentially on the criminal side as well, because that's sort of the general rule, is that you have to disclose your identity. It's only the exception to remain anonymous. And the judge in this case found that that exception should not be applicable based on analysis of number of factors.
What's the argument to go into this anonymously? I mean, does somebody go into this thinking they're going to stay anonymous when they're filing a suit like that? I mean, can someone completely stay anonymous from start to finish, even if you're not Diddy, and go after somebody if the person doesn't even know who they're arguing against?
You know, there are degrees of anonymity in the legal context in terms of filing a case. Sometimes you're completely anonymous to the public and the whole world. Sometimes you're not anonymous to the people involved in the court case, but remain anonymous to people outside the court case. And so there are kind of levels to this, and it's going to depend on a case-by-case basis, judge-by-judge basis. But, you know, their argument is like, hey, look, this is super sensitive, super personal. I could receive backlash. Diddy could send his goons to kind of like rummage through my life and turn it upside down. And I think that's their concern.
Well, I mean, that would certainly be the concern, and I would understand why people don't want to come out and name their names, especially all these years. People have seen the backlash. We've seen cars explode. We've seen, you know, alleged attacks on people for coming out and saying bad things about Diddy. So I get the fear. I would think today maybe it'd be a little bit less. I don't know. Who knows what kind of power he still has with people on the outside. Is there a way in a case like this to remain anonymous to the public, but, you know, keep it private on the inside? I know like a gag order comes to mind, but even if you did that, is it going to remain? I mean, leaks happen, essentially. So is there any way to not have to put your neck on the line and still seek justice?
In my view, practically speaking, there really isn't, because at some point in these cases, especially like before they go to trial, the defense Diddy is going to say, hey, look, we need to know who this person is so we can look into their background, so we can interview their coworkers and their family and find out if there are any credibility issues or if they've made false accusations in the past. And I just think that those concerns are going to weigh more heavily to a judge, especially as these things begin to culminate, than the plaintiff's privacy concern.
Which is why predators are able to continue on, because there's all these hoops people have to jump through to prove. And you know, in a certain way, rightfully so, you don't want people who are innocent being accused of horrible crimes and having their lives ruined by somebody who is out for a payday. And I'm not saying this person is, but, you know, when you have hundreds of accusations against you, probably a couple are bunk. There's likely a lot that have a lot of truth to them, is trying to sift through facts versus fiction to determine what is what. How, as an attorney, do you determine something like that? Like, if you were in the shoes of Busby and you got these people coming to you, how do you do that? How do you sort through what is real, what is not? You're just basing it initially on what someone is saying to you.
You know, attorneys have a duty. They have an ethical duty to kind of vet a client and what the client's saying before they file a lawsuit, to make sure that there is a good faith basis to believe these allegations are true. So absolutely, Busby and his team needs to be looking into the basis for these allegations. What evidence is there that supports it? What evidence is there that may contradict it? And sort of weigh those considerations and ensure that when you bring a claim, it's a legit one as best as you can tell. And still sometimes you get burned on that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's got to be difficult. I mean, there's only so many, what sort of resources do you go to confirm some of these things when they're allegations, especially from way back? How do you handle that?
Yeah, that's super tough. You know, you get a full in-depth statement from the client, and then you sort of begin to try to verify and or disprove what's in that statement. And so, yeah, you've got to go back and try to interview people at the who were around at the time who might have knowledge. You know, you look at anything that's available in the public record. You look at if there's any information about like Diddy's whereabouts. Was he in California when my client's saying this incident happened? Mm-hmm. So there are things that you have to kind of piece together. Starting here and then working backwards.
Yeah, I don't envy folks in your field when you have to do that. That's got to be, you know, but at the same point, you're probably gathering evidence as well just by confirming some of these things. Like, oh, okay, well, we got some legs to stand on here, but that's got to be a lot of work. Hey, thanks for checking out the video. Be sure to follow us wherever you download podcasts, and especially Apple Podcasts, where you can get advanced episode and premium content on our premium channel right there. Also, be sure to follow us on social media so you don't miss any breaking updates on the stories that matter to you most. We're on TikTok, X, Instagram, Facebook. Just search Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi, and you'll find us right there. Again, thanks for watching. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I've gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.